Welcome to another edition of Florida.net Minute. This is Joe Healy, and I'm the developer evangelist here. I'm going to try and show you some of the cool things being done by Desiderata around the state of Florida using Microsoft technologies. Here's a favorite from August. During this session, we braved Hurricane Faye to travel to Jacksonville .NET Code Camp and interview Wayne Sapega of Universal. Wade's written a pretty innovative Windows Mobile mail notification application he's going to tell us about. So without further ado, let's hear from Wayne about his Florida-grown application and share some local pride. So Wayne, tell us a little about this application you got. It seems pretty interesting. There's some people excited about it.
The app allows for you to create rules for incoming email to receive different types of notifications. If you use Outlook, you can see the same type of thing in the rules wizard. It will allow you to mark emails as read, allow you to display notifications, play WAV files, whether or not your sound is off. And then there are multiple conditions under which that you do that the actions would be performed.
So this is a Windows Mobile application?
Yes.
All right. Can you show us a little about this application real quick?
Sure. So it's a task tray application, so it's always running. And if you go in here, you can see the edit rules. And then from here, you have a list of rules. And so what we're going to do is we're going to create a new rule. And today, I want to say I want the rule to only be effective between certain points of time. So let's just set this for 2:51 p.m. to 2:51 a.m. and click OK on that. And then we're going to say when I'm not in a meeting. So this now makes the rule only effective between these certain times of the day and only when I don't actually have a meeting scheduled. So then we're going to go and display what we want to happen when that occurs. The phone, in this case, will vibrate. It will also display a notification. The notification displayed actually shows the subject and the sender, so you don't even actually have to open the email, unlike the standard notifications you get from Microsoft on here, where it just tells you have X number of mail unread. And then we can actually say, let's play a WAV file. So we'll select the WAV file, and we'll go find a WAV file on the machine. And let's just choose that one, and we'll choose OK. And then we're going to enable the sound override, and we're going to tell it how loud we want it to play. Enabling the sound override allows for the WAV file to be played even if your sound doesn't vibrate like mine currently is. So this will actually cause the sound to turn on temporarily, play the file, and then turn the sound back off when the file's done playing at maximum level. And then when we're done with that, we go ahead and we click OK. And now we're required to give it a name, and we're just going to say demo. And click OK. So now I have a new rule, and this will display notifications and play that WAV file for me anytime an email, regardless of its content, comes in between the hours that I specified, and as well as if I don't have a meeting.
So essentially, it's a way to set up out-of-band notifications across the Windows Mobile email.
Correct.
Very cool. All right. What are your, you got any future plans for the application?
Some performance enhancements. We have some conditions in there that are expensive, so we're going to try and weight those down so that way they run last in the checking to see if the condition is valid. Some new condition ideas in the back of on the list to do. None that I can recall off the top of my head right now. And some more action items that we would like to add to it as well.
So how does the application actually update itself?
There is a process that it'll go through. It goes out to the website, checks the current version, and will notify you when there is an update.
Okay, and what version of Windows Mobile is it supporting?
It has been tested on 2003, 5, 6, and 6.1. It is Microsoft logo certified for 6.0.
And where can people get this application?
From our website at www.universal.net.
All right, and is there a cost on this guy yet?
Where is it?
Not yet.
I don't remember the cost.
All right, so you can find out how much it costs on the website, but another cool, exciting Windows mobile application, and we'll be sure and take a look at this. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Florida.net Minute. The mail notification application is available from universital.com, universital.com. Obviously, we got some learning to do about ambient noise levels during hurricanes and code camps, but we'll bringing you more cool topics in the future. For now, I'm Joe Healy, devfish.net, and Carpe Diem.